Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, are we Kung Fu fighting now? That's what we're
doing. Yeah, it's Kung Fu fighting time. We fight out with the quarterback again?
It never fails, man, because like I always tell you, nobody listens to what's being said. And everybody always has their opinion initially so they don't hear anything else anybody else is saying.
Yeah, I think there's a very high level of sensitivity when we talk about Jalen Hurts. Because I don't think, in the last segment, anyone on this show critiqued Jalen Hurts. We talked about the Chris Sims list, right? He has him at 10. And my point was, if that was on the regular season, all right, it makes some sense. You throw in the postseason, and that changes, obviously, the conversation. And he's got to be ranked higher than a lot of those guys. And then it's about who would have won if we had him, and we had that guy, and all that. All right, your reaction to that, 215-592-9494. Hugh Douglas believes the Philly season may have been saved last night, a turning point kind of moment. You buy in it, or you're like, come on, Hugh, what are you talking about? Because that's where I was at to start the show. But then he gave his Rocky speech, which was mostly very good about Otto Kemp and underdogs.
Hot dogs, because yeah. I didn't want to say no cuss words.
You threw glizzies in there for some reason.
Yeah, that was...
It just lost its steam at that point, but that's okay. All right, we're going to get to a little investigation on something that we have to question Hugh on in a few minutes here.
I don't think there's any questions.
I don't think so either. And you people coming up. First, though, back to the phone lines. Chuck and Manary. Hey, Chuck.
Yo, Julio, what's the dealio, Hugh?
What's going on, man?
What's going on? Hey, listen, let me say this right about Jalen Hurts. Hey, yo, I normally agree with you. You're wrong, man. You're wrong. And, you know, you guys keep saying, yeah, we're not criticizing Jalen, but you are criticizing him. Because you're putting quarterbacks as ahead of him, and it shouldn't be ahead of him, man. I'm going to give you reasons why, right?
Okay, I'm listening.
Lamar Jackson, right? He's not clutch. He's not clutch. He has all the talent in the world. Not clutch at all, okay? Jalen... You could make an argument. He's probably most clutch quarterback in football. Josh Allen, to me, right? This is why you can't say they would have won a Super Bowl with Josh Allen or Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow has just as much talent as Jalen when he's playing, and he's always injured. But nobody seems to talk about that. T. Higgins and Jamar Chase is probably two of the best wide receivers in football. Okay,
no O line, no defense.
All right, and Josh Allen, to me, Buffalo is so stupid, right? That they don't really realize that Josh Allen's not Superman. See, here's the thing. We wouldn't have ran the ball as much with Saquon Barkley if Josh Allen was here. See, teams get a false sense of security with a quarterback like Josh Allen, and then he just lets you down in the playoffs because you don't have a clutch gene in him at all. He had opportunities to beat Patrick Mahomes, and he never seems to do so, okay? And that's just the bottom line of it. So I'm just saying to you is this, right? Look at the bigger picture. Every running back that's played with Jalen Hurts has ran for the most yards ever, in their career. Even Miles Sanders. Miles Sanders left the Eagles. He ain't done nothing. He ran for 1,300 yards with us, mm-hmm. Okay? And that's because Jalen's ability to keep that football and hold those linebackers is more important than what you're putting on to it. Okay, Saquon, great running back. Don't get me wrong. Tremendous player. You know, one of the best ever. But he didn't. I've watched him for years with New York, and he never had the season he had until he came here and played. Okay.
So Chuck, I agree with some of what you said. I do think that we and maybe I have don't give Jalen enough credit for that. How his legs impact the run game. I think it's huge. I think it's a big reason why you mentioned Miles, Swift, and even the best of Saquon. I'm with you on that. That should be more part of the value of Hurts conversation. I'm with you. As far as I'm going to disagree on Burrow, though. He has two great receivers, without question. He doesn't have a back like Saquon, or an offensive line, or a defense. That's a big part of the equation here.
But he had Joe Mixon.
He did.
Years.
He did. He didn't have Lynn last year. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I mean,
he got to a Super Bowl. He did. But he doesn't have the defense we had last year. That we agree on.
Or the O-line.
Yeah,
the defense. But we went to a Super Bowl without that defense. And he outplayed the best quarterback that you guys keep putting up there, number one. I don't think he's number one.
Oh, he is number one.
This dude hasn't had a great season in 2.5 years. 2.5 years, Patrick Mahomes. And his Super Bowl numbers stink. You understand? Every time Jalen Hurts plays this dude in the Super Bowl, he outclasses him by a mile. By a mile. And you guys keep giving him number one status.
Well, he's got to be number one. He's got three rings. He's been in five Super Bowls.
I don't care. I don't care about that. Listen.
Well, why does it matter for Hurts and not Mahomes? Hurts won the Super. If Hurts didn't win the Super Bowl, then we wouldn't even be having this conversation right now because nobody would have that crutch. Yet Mahomes doesn't get grace for three Super Bowls.
Mahomes hasn't had. When the last time he had a good regular season?
They just went 15
I mean, good is subjective. I mean, Chuck, good
Jalen
phone call.
Didn't have a good regular season.
That's my point. Like, Jalen Hurts is regular. That's why when I said the Chris Sims list, I think he should be ranked higher than 10. I said that to you, Hugh. 10's too low.
Yes, you did.
But if we base it, if the criteria was the regular season, it wouldn't have been crazy to put him in.
And that's a fair assessment.
And then it becomes how much is the championship game and the Super Bowl worth to this whole discussion? And
a lot of weight.
A lot of weight. And
in my opinion.
And that's why I think if we're being fair, Stroud's got to move over. And as much talent as Justin Herbert, he's got to move over too because he's been a dog in the postseason.
Yeah.
Like the way we talk about Josh Allen, that's Herbert in the playoffs. Josh Allen has played well in the playoffs.
Josh Allen has played better than Jalen Hurts in the playoffs.
If you want to call in and say
Less around him.
Herbert's more talented, but he's stunk in the playoffs. Jalen's got to be above him. I'm with you. You won't get a single argument from me. I don't know. The Allen thing, one thing I do agree with Chuck on, they may overuse him. They may treat him like Superman, and that may actually hurt them in big moments.
Yeah, it does.
Is that his fault or is that the team's fault?
It's the team's fault because they rely so heavily. I think this is what happens when we talk about quarterbacks and Jalen gets penalized. And I give Chris Sims credit for this. It's because what Jalen does is they have a lot of talent around him. And when it's almost like pick your poison, and he does have a skill set that allows you to put more stress on the defense. That's what it's about, Joe. Because when I think of Jalen, and I think of this team as the Eagles, and if I was the defensive coordinator, they have the ability. If you don't have the personnel, they have the ability in the passing game and in the running game twice to put stress on the defense. Because you go in a game, and this is the way it was taught to me. You line up your 11, okay, and you okay, my corner – it can match up with this corner. My corner can match up with the receiver. Okay, this corner might have a little bit of trouble with this receiver, so I'm going to take my safety and help him over the top. He's going to have help over the top. My D-line against their D-line, I like my chances. We got one guy that can rush the passer. We're going to try to make sure that he's one-on-one so he can beat their guy.
Right.
That's the basic – I'm giving you the basic strategy in a game plan. But when you look at the Eagles – you have so many things to defend. That's when you have to have a really good defensive coordinator that can dial up the right defense in the right moment to help combat all those weapons that the Eagles have. And Jalen Hurts, whether you like it or not, he's a weapon in this offense. He's probably not the greatest weapon, but it makes him the greatest weapon because he's the signal caller and he controls the football, but he's a weapon nonetheless.
I'm going to make a cross-sport comparison. I don't know. Everything lately has become that you're hating. I think this is a compliment I'm going to give him. You ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
We're doing the best in the league, right? We're comparing the best versus the best. Like, the way you describe it, Hugh, and the way I see it, is he's more Magic Johnson than he is Michael Jordan.
Facilitator.
Yes. And is part of why Magic was such a great player is he had James Worthy, and he had Kareem, but he was also a huge part of the greatest, you know, what they were, right? Like, they were the best team in the NBA.
But they called them Showtime.
Yeah, and then for a decade, they ran the West. I mean, the Eagles could run the NFC, but doesn't mean he's better than Michael Jordan, right? That would be Mahomes in this case. That's just the way I view it.
Well, see, this is what these arguments have become, because a lot of people don't like to admit, you know, to say, hey, man, you know what, you might have something, you might be right about something. So they want to twist themselves in a pretzel and hurt themselves and say, well, he had this around him, or he had this around him. And I always say Joe Montana had Jerry Rice. Joe Montana had some great receivers around him. What's his name? The other one, Steve
Young
had Jerry Rice. Like, name me teams that haven't had great players somewhere on the team that allowed them to have success.
As much as I think it's going to make people cringe, because, like, we're in that realm now. There is some Troy Aikman Cowboys early 90s to this.
Man, listen.
This is a loaded team.
I'm glad
team.
You brought it up.
Great offensive line.
And nobody talks about Troy like that.
Great running back. But if we unpack the Troy thing, it is part of his story. Because look at Troy Aikman's numbers. I mean, you brought this up before. They're not anything special, yet he did play well in the Super Bowls, right? He has three rings on his finger. He's a Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm. But nobody talks about that. Like, people get caught up. In their side of the story that they want to tell.
Right.
And that's all they can see. That's an issue. That's an issue.
But
because you don't
want
to hear what you don't want to see everything. You just want to see your little part of it.
Right. And I know we're in this, and the other thing I'm going to bring up is 30 years ago. Is it unfair to say I don't think Troy Aikman was as good as Dan Marino?
It's not unfair to say, in my opinion,
and but that's what I think is happening when I say I don't think Jalen's as good as Josh. Let's use Josh Allen. He's the one that bothers everyone. I think it's similar in that Dan was better. But Dan Marino didn't win, and he stunk in some playoff games. But, like, he didn't have what Troy Aikman had.
Because we are in an era where championships matter, and the way that you win the championship matters. Because this is, in a nutshell, to me, this is the whole Michael Jordan argument, is that Michael faced more adversity than LeBron did. Because LeBron went out and built a super team and won a championship. He didn't stay where he was in Cleveland. To me, in a nutshell, that's what the argument boils down to. Michael Jordan stayed with one team and won a championship. That was the old way of doing things.
Right.
So now LeBron, we have this debate on who's the GOAT, because Michael Jordan he went to the championship, never lost one. LeBron had to move around to move and get one. So my question to everybody is this. If you know what they say, don't work harder, work smarter. So you go out and get Saquon Barkley, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, to make it easier to win. Why is that all of a sudden a problem? If your quarterback has some flaws.
It's good for us. It adds to the element of trying to parse them.
It becomes part of the exercise, because when you compare people, then you start analyzing, like, outside factors, because you don't just compare them in a vacuum. That's not how these things work. You have to look at the other circumstances, like what's around them, all that stuff.
And unlike baseball and basketball, you can't just say, well, he scored 25 points, he scores 15, because the schemes are so different, right?
Negative on him. It's just you have to use it when you're evaluating who they are.
Nothing's wrong with that.
All right, before we get caught up here, we're going to make the afternoon guys late, because we're rambling and screaming and yelling about the same thing. We'll come back to this, because I think there's a lot more.
It ain't going nowhere.
There's a lot more to unpack.
That's why every time we bring it up, I say, do y'all really want to have this conversation?
And I do, and then I get upset, but it is fun. All right. We need to, I think, let's do this before you people. Can we, we have to investigate something because.
Well, I was going to do it in you people.
Oh, you know
it was pointed out by you people, okay, so I wanted to give them
let's
the
do that. Let's get to you people.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
This show is delusional.
I agree. I don't know about what, but...
There's someone on you people.
I mean, you could say that almost about anything.
Yep, that's true.
Thank you for listening.
Every single segment...
That was pretty early on, too. I mean,
oh, wow. Well, that's about the Phillies. That's about Hugh.
Probably, yeah. Hugh, by the way, who is looking like a dart frog.
A dart? I gotta look that up. Dart frog.
Yeah, look it up. It's got the yellow and black.
Yeah.
Somebody called you a poisonous frog one time, which I think is probably the same thing. Yeah,
dart frog, yeah.
Yep. Okay. Hugh looks like a Steelers great.
So,
how about with some Steelers?
Rod Lakin, brand manager here at WIP, also thought that you were wearing Steelers.
Yeah, but this is black and blue. This is blue.
It's more Notre Dame to me.
Yeah, it's a little bit more.
Or
that.
Michigan, maybe some Michigan.
Yeah, people, it's tough to see.
Yeah,
this is blue. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is more blue than anything.
You look like Lala the Teletubby.
Tinky Winky. I remember the Teletubby. Tinky Winky.
Lala was the yellow one though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you in that range, Kyle? The Teletubby.
Oh yeah, Teletubby. Yeah. Big on Teletubbies. Yeah, man. Yep. Hugh calling Otto Kemp old boy is about 2 years from Medicare. Sure is something.
That's a good one. Did I tell y'all when I went out this weekend? I went to the club, right? Yeah. And so you got to go through the security.
Yep.
As soon as I woke up, dude said, "What's up, old school?"
Oh, had that one hit.
It hit home.
Old school, man.
I almost went home. I was ready to go.
That's a tough look. Old school.
Yep. He said, "What's up, old school?"
Yeah. A couple things out of context.
Okay.
Ridiculous, Hugh.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what it's about.
I need to help y'all out. Fine, at least if you make a comment, at least try to give us some context.
I like the new context sometimes.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Especially this one. Say what you want about Hugh, but at least he tries.
He meant that in a nice way, but
I guess.
I love a good say what you want about this person. Yeah. Like it implies that people are ripping you
to
shreds.
That's almost like a bless your heart type deal. It's like bless your heart.
Between that and old school, you're having a tough week.
Yeah. This one we actually do have context for, because this was during your Rocky rant. What the hell is Hugh talking about?
Didn't
quite get through to everybody.
Yeah, never. Kylie never does.
No. But take what you can get. At least you try, you know. This one's not on YouTube, but I got to shout out one of our good listeners, Matt, because Hugh likes to flex his parlays all the time.
Yes.
And he was mentioning us last night that he found a bet, and it's not a parlay, but it's Alec Bohm, is at bats.
Pitches seen, right?
Yes, to go under 3.5 pitches.
So when I saw him, he sent that to us last night. I said he may have found the biggest lock in sports. Bohm, so you can bet on one of the sports books how many pitches a batter, like an at bat, will last, right? Like over or under 3.5 pitches.
Okay.
So he went 5 for 5 last.
Yeah, he bet the under on Bohm's and he hit 5 times in a row because Bohm doesn't take pitches. He doesn't work counts.
Okay.
It's a great bet.
That's a really good bet.
The books are going to catch up.
Might be a glitch.
Yeah, Matt's going to clean them out and then they're going to catch up.
Yeah. All right. So. Let's get to this now,
okay?
Because Hugh,
we got to talk about something.
Yeah, we got to have a little.
I'm kind of nervous now. Now I'm nervous. What happened?
Well, we think you farted again, dude.
What you mean?
And it just so happened to be like last time when it's somehow every time you talk about defense being a luxury, you rip ass.
You're like Pinocchio.
Hey,
yeah. Well, so we're gonna play and we're gonna let you decide. This one might be the most egregious of all of them, to be honest with you.
I'm listening. It's the chair, man. I keep telling y'all, it's the chair, man. But I full disclosure,
that was pretty airy to be a chair.
That was a pretty good one. But
oh,
I didn't
my goodness.
Fart. I promise you, I didn't fart.
It's like the last time you're talking about it being a luxury.
It's a luxury. That's a heel. That heel is going to
stay there.
It's the chair. I keep telling y'all. It's the chair.
Just all right. I'm gonna broker a deal. If you come clean and admit to both being
come clean,
admit to the entire audience that you farted twice during defense luxury conversations, we'll let it go and we'll delete the drops.
No, we're not doing that, and we're definitely not deleting them drops because I'm not giving you that. I did not. And it hits a little different. You say sustain.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, I didn't fart.
And for some reason, every time there's a pause.
It's this chair. I'm telling you.
Because he's trying not to fart, and then he does it by accident. I mean, we all know what happened.
It's the chair. It's the chair. And I like how y'all have side. I didn't even notice that. Y'all have side conversations going, man, like that. I don't like that. I don't like to be talked about while I'm like sitting right here.
Yeah, we set you up, man.
Hold on a second. Don't I sit in the same kind of chair that you do?
But you don't sit in this chair.
But wait a second. Richie does.
He probably, sounds like that. They don't move around as much as I do because I get animated. And Spike likes to stand up.
Richie sits there every morning.
Yeah, but he's
never
not
heard this.
Richie, sometimes you have, like, and I love John Richie, but sometimes you got to check his pulse. Like, I mean, we got to check his pulse sometimes.
Yeah,
he's really mellow, man.
He's almost too really mellow. Yeah.
John is real mellow. Because we had, you know what's funny, though?
This is spin, though, that no one else seems to have this problem.
Hey, John, I'm going to try to clean it up as much as I possibly can.
Hey, everyone in the chat thinks it's a fart.
Yeah, but.
Of course they do.
Like, we had a conversation yesterday about certain things that should happen at certain points in relationships.
Please watch what you're saying.
I'm just saying. I said, John, you've been dating for a while. You should have crossed all those lines by this time. What? I kept it clean.
No, I feel like this is a filibuster.
Yeah, this is.
I'm just saying.
This is distract. This is a classic filibuster. Let me distract from the main idea with something else. Look over here,
John
everyone.
Richie.
I'm not.
Talking about Richie's personal life.
I didn't say anything about John's Richie personal life. I just said we had a conversation. And I was like, dog, you've been dating for a while now. Yeah. Lines is crossed.
Anyway, so you're admitting to the fart?
No, I didn't fart. Didn't fart.
Not a single soul believes you.
They should, because I ain't got to lie. I ain't fart. Joe, I'm telling you, when I fart, you will know, because it's going to light this room up like a Christmas tree.
Well, the audience knows what they know.
And I'll be like, because I'm telling you, when I fart, because I'm on YouTube, look, make sure y'all look, because I'm going to lift one of these cheeks like that, and then you're going to know. Because you know it's gonna be bad.
This feels like the whole thing feels like an HR violation. I'm contacting HR. All right, that's enough for us today. I think for a lot of this send this one to the Radio Hall of Fame. Okay, the Marconi arrives on this hour of radio as we yell about Jalen Hurts in the list and Hugh farts in the studio. All right, you guys have a great rest. I believe is the afternoon show at one of our favorite places.
Chesapeake. Yep.
They're at the Chesapeake.
Oh, they're at the Chesapeake.
What's your
John Marco? Holla! I called him John Carlo the other day. John Marco. I apologize, man.
What are you doing?
Get it together.
I was texting and then I was like,
yeah.
I was trying to get these mugs and stuff. So I was asking
trying to get
Marco.
Free things.
Well, no, I was trying to ask him how I could get them.
Okay.
So yeah.
All right, they're at the Chesapeake.
I called him John Carlo.
Yeah,
you did it. John Marco.
Yeah, John Marco at the
John
Chesapeake.
John Marco. Shout out to John Marco in the Chesapeake. Nice spot, man.
Great spot. All right, enjoy their show. Top 11 talk coming up with the afternoon show. We'll see you tomorrow on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.